Corey, you're up next to the Phil Valentine Show. Corey, what's up?
Hey, Phil. Want to start out by giving my condolences to Heather and her family and friends. I'm an Antifa activist. I was in Charlottesville, and we protected clergymen, and I can obviously tell you're not very willing to speak to the clergy who was protected and actually thanked us for protecting them from your fellow Trump supporting Nazis. But you want to talk about false equivalencies? You're putting us on the same moral plane as white supremacists. We are a reactionary group.
No, I think you're on a lower plane than
reaction.
They are.
We are a reactionary.
I think you're lower
group
than low, fascism. Corey, is what you are. You're a bunch of violent thugs who are doing it in the name of, oh, I'm anti-fascist, but you're fascist.
I want you to use that same standard for the World War II vets that did the same thing. Actually, they took it a step further than we did, didn't they?
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What did the World War II vets do in World War II? Who did they go fight?
They fought the Nazis.
I need to know.
Yeah.
Oh, they did. Okay, well, they did more than what we did in Charlottesville. We protected the Charlottesville locals. The community came out and marched with us.
The Nazis were not violent. You came out, you attacked them first.
You're a sympathizing Nazi sympathizer.
You're a freaking idiot. You're an idiot, Corey. No, I'm not. See,
you want to get me on the radio?
I've got you on the radio, you idiot.
No. Let's talk about Antifa and start. I want you to give me the historical context.
I want to give you the historical context.
The historical roots in Antifa.
The historical context is we have the right to peaceably assemble, even if you don't like what they're assembling over, and you idiots on the Antifa movement attacked them. That's the reality of it. Are you denying
that? You're sympathizing with Nazis?
I'm not sympathizing with Nazis, Corey. You can't say that and get away with it. No, I'm not.
Nazi sympathizer.
No, you're an idiot. Corey, you're an idiot.
I'll see you outside the radio station.
Okay, you bring it.
I'll bring it, bitch.